Welcome to the Afterspin. Opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Chris Fitzsimon and John Hood. On June 23rd, the 11th Congressional District is going to hold a runoff election between Linda Bennett and Madison Cawthorn. Election officials are warning of potential problems. What's this looking like, and what are those potential problems, John?
Well, let's be clear about that. The date you mentioned is the last day of voting, but the runoff election has already started.
Yes.
And there have been people that have been voting by mail and voting early. In person. And so we'll first see how that develops, the number of people voting in person versus the number of people casting ballots by mail. Separate from the outcome of this Republican congressional primary, which is probably, although not necessarily, going to determine who holds the seat, the 11th
right.
congressional seat, it isn't just that. For the state as a whole, the interest is also how willing are people to go out and vote in person versus casting ballots by mail? Remember, we've been talking in the early stages of the COVID epidemic, the assumption was, you know, maybe most or at least a huge percentage of North Carolinians are going to refuse to go to the ballots, to the polls, and they're going to want to vote by mail. Polling has not really borne that out, as there'll be a higher amount of mail-in voting, but not, you know, it's probably low single digits or low double digits. I think that this primary, which is happening when the COVID crisis is still on us, I think this will be a very telling piece of information about how willing people are to go out and vote.
Yeah. And Chris, one of the things that some of these election officials are saying is they're concerned on June 23rd of being able to get polling registrars and people to help them in manning the booths there, the polling places, because so many of these people who do this are elderly citizens, and they are the ones who are at risk, and they are the ones who are concerned about this. Any other concerns that you've heard expressed?
No, I think those are the ones, and I do think it's a legitimate question. If we all know when we go to the polls, for the most part, with senior citizens who are checking us in, who are giving us our ballot, and those, as you mentioned, are people, I know some people have been doing this for 30 years, they're well into their 80s, there is a question about we need to make sure we diversify the age groups of people who work at these polls. I do think it's going to be interesting to see how many people vote in by mail. But remember, a runoff election in just one congressional district, traditionally that turnout is sort of by definition low. We're going to see what happens in this race. I also think there's a political story here. Of course, this is a district that has been redrawn. After the lawsuits, I think this is not certainly a slam dunk for Republicans in the fall. There's Mo Davis, a retired Air Force colonel, is a Democratic candidate. It's a very strong candidate. So there's a lot of things at play here. We're talking about the safety, which is the important thing, but there's a lot of political implications as well.
And there's the political implication that Donald Trump has waded in and actually endorsed Linda Bennett over Madison Cawthorn. That'll be interesting to see if that tips the balance.
Exactly. And Linda Bennett, of course, was his former congressman, and now chief of staff's wife's best friend, we are told. So far as this goes, is this going to be instructive at all? I know that there's a bill before the legislature right now concerning, it's called the 2020 Bipartisan Elections Bill, which deals largely with absentee ballot mail-in votes. Is this election possibly going to have any influence over that bill, John?
I don't think so, because I think that bill is destined to pass already. And remember that one of the things that it does is it will reduce, at least temporarily for this election cycle, the requirement that an absentee ballot have two signatures.
Yeah.
It'll go down to one. Again, I think that the turnout, as Chris has said, will be at very low. It always is going to be low in the middle of the summer for a runoff primary. But I'm interested in the composition of that turnout. Is it higher in terms of mail-in ballots, or is it just a little higher? I mean, that I think is telling information.
Yeah, talking about that bill, Chris, is Governor Cooper going to veto that bill, or is he going to pass it?
No, I think that I feel like that is one of the pieces of legislation, thankfully, that has been worked out among all sides. There are aspects that Republicans don't like, the Democrats don't like, I think especially the way it passed the House, if everybody's slightly unhappy, that means it's likely to pass.
You're probably doing something right. Oh, me. Well, thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.